Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
But praise the Lord, everybody. That was order my steps in your word. Not just order your steps, but order my steps in your word. And that was by GMWA. We're so blessed to be back on the line one more time. This is Welcome to a Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we're empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby, at this time. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and that's a corporate prayer. So the Lord wake you up, come on and join in to pray and seek the Lord before you go out to your local assemblies. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived message. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And, you know, we appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. So we're so thankful for that. So, you know, we're going to do something a little different this before we introduce our host, founder, and host, Evangelist Bernard. She's going to bring the word today, but we just want to acknowledge the ones that's on the line now, because sometimes you may have to leave, and we just want to make sure that we acknowledge y'all and appreciate you coming on to tune into A Time of Reflection, New Destiny Ministry. We have Prophet Michael Davis on the line. God bless you. Oh, it's a blessing. And Sister Amy, Evangelist Bernard, she's going to bring the word. That's our founding host. And a number I have to check, but the 914360. And then Mother Charity is on the line. And Pastor Beatrice, I think that's her daughter. Sister Leslie is on the line. So God bless each and every one of y'all. This is something new we're trying to do. So, because a lot of times the word may go on and you may have to get off and may not be able to return. So we praise the Lord for you, and we just thank him for y'all being faithful to the word of God. And with that, we're going to turn it into our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And you know what I'm going to say. She's all the way from New Orleans, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Ruby. I certainly appreciate you opening up. Thank God for your faithfulness. Thank God for your excitement. And when you come on this line, you're excited about Jesus. And that's what we need to be about, Jesus' business. Amen. That's what excites us, this word. Amen. So I thank God for you today. Truly, if I was able to sing a song today, I was saying it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Amen. Truly, it's a blessing to be in the land of the living today. I thank God for all of our listeners that are tuned in today. And truly, I'm just so honored to see the prophet on the line today. And I don't know if he's available to speak or what have you, but you know what? God knows everything. He ordained this day. Amen. And you're never on here by accident. Please know that. It's never an accident, because God knows every caller. He knows who you are. He knows where you live. He knows your heart. And no man knows the heart but God. Amen. So we're excited and just so happy to see Prophet Davis on the line. And we're going to open up his line. Amen. I'm scheduled to go forward today. And God did give us a word. Amen. And our destiny focus for this week is order my steps. Order my steps. That's our focus for this week. But I'm going to open up the line, and I'm going to yield this time to Prophet Davis and see if the Lord has placed anything on his heart. I can speak every day if I choose to, but this is not why God has designated this line. It's not for me to go forward, but it's to open up the line where women and men can come and share the word of God. Amen. The unadulterated word of God. We have no isms. We have no schisms. Yes, we are in this body. And as we're in this body and in this flesh, sometimes we get a little carried away. Amen. But it's never intentionally. It's never intentionally. So we're here, as Sister Ruby opened up and said in our opening script, our job here is to encourage, to inspire, to enhance, to enrich, and to empower souls to seek and pursue God for their God-given destiny, because we all have a destiny, and that destiny is in Christ Jesus. And those of us that don't know the Lord, amen, we're here to say an encouraging word to you where you can, amen, desire, amen, to spend some time with the Lord and to seek him and to pursue him for your destiny. Amen. So we thank God for the man of God. Thank God for all of you. I see Minister Aaron Singleton on the line. See Mother Charity. Prophetess Darlene. Sister Amy. Sister Ruby. Also see Sister Leslie on the line. And there's also another 916 area code that's on the line. Amen. So we're going to open up Prophet Davis' line right now. Sister Ruby, if you can do that. I've lost the switchboard for a minute, so I have to bring it back up.
It's open. Has Prophet Davis?
Amen, amen. Prophet Davis?
He's on twice, let's see.
Do you hear?
Yeah.
God bless you. Can you hear me? God bless you. How are you?
Yes, sir, man of God.
How are you feeling? How's the weather in Louisiana?
Oh, don't even ask. It's hot and humid.
Hot and humid. Amen. H and H.
Hot and humid.
I know that's right. God is really good. I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for Sister Ruby. I want to thank God for everyone who is listening. God has been teaching me some things in my period of hiatus. And some of the things he's been really teaching me is in the Sermon of the Mount, where there are going to be people in this walk, you know, of course, who claim to be with God, and there are going to be times when we're offended one way or the other. But God says that you have heard that it had been said to love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But God is telling us to do something different. Under the law, you hate your enemy, but under love and under grace, he says, love those that hate you. Mm-hmm. bless those that curse you, because in this walk you're going to have times when people backbite, talk about you, do things wrong, and you can't hold on to those things because it'll eat you up. So God has been teaching me personally in this walk when they do those kind of things, when people, you know, and I've had people who call themselves pastors and they say stuff and it's completely off the mark and out of order, and God said, look, I want you to bless them. I said, what? You want me to bless them? Yes, I want you to go and bless them. And as a matter of fact, don't even mention what happened. Don't even bring it up. Don't even bring up what happened. Why? Because God is growing us up. Evangelist Bernard, God has had you on this journey a long time. And yes, you've seen some of the same things I've seen. You've seen things that sometimes people do, and it grieves you, and it hurts, and it bothers you, and it troubles you. But God was teaching me in this experience, love them anyway.
Ah, glory.
Ah, glory. He was just teaching me, look, love on the people anyway, because the one thing that you cannot go wrong with is loving somebody. Nobody can accuse you. Look, I did them wrong, but they loved me in return.
All right. Come
on. God. You can never go wrong with that, because that's the rule of the kingdom of God. You can have faith. You can have, glory to God, faith that moves mountains. You can speak in tongues, but if you don't have that love, I'm finding out that's the key thing, and that's the thing that's going to really get us over this hurdle, over the difference between those who say they love God and those who actually love Him. And so that's just a little something that He's been teaching me, because offenses are going to come. Now, if we walk this walk and serve Jesus and think that we're not going to be offended and we're not going to be hurt and we're not going to be mistreated, then you got another thing coming. It's going to happen. But God is saying to keep your heart right and to keep your spirit right, just love them anyway, in spite of themselves. They might have been wrong. They might have did something wrong, said something wrong. But God is saying if you can muster the strength and call on the name of Jesus and ask Jesus to give you that anointing of love in your heart, then God is going to take you over the top, glory to God, and take you to a high place. Glory to God, where you can begin to see the glory of God. Because the people that stay in that realm, you know, that stay in the realm of offending others and so forth and so on, they're not going to grow. And God wants to take us, of course, as you well know, from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And so he's just been teaching me, Michael, look, things may happen and things are going to happen that you can't control. And I said, okay, Lord, how do you want me to handle it? He said, I want you to call people and start blessing them. Ha!
Glory! Well, if God said it, then you bless the dude.
So I'm just here on the line today. Peradventure, God give me something good to say to bless somebody who is in need of a blessing. And truly, the blessing comes from God. However, He uses His children to speak and declare blessings over His people. Amen.
Amen, Prophet Michael. That's a blessing.
Amen.
Evan just dropped off a minute.
Okay. Would you like me to keep going?
Yeah, if you want, till she get back on, if you don't mind.
Yes. It says in Matthew 5 and 43, it says, ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Verse 44 says, but I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you. That's tough. That's really difficult. When somebody's hating on you, you know, you got haters out there. But when somebody's hating on you and God turns around and tells you to do good or to bless them, you know, you really got to be saved to do that. Because in the natural, you can't do it. You that is impossible, actually, for you to do when somebody's hating on you, in your face, calling your names, talking about you, tearing you down, destroying your reputation. It's difficult to do. if you don't have the Holy Ghost, to go back to that person and say, look, I just want to tell you I love you. I had somebody just the other day, I think it was yesterday, they called me delusional. I wanted to get up and get a bat and hit him in the head. But God said, call him on his job today and find out how he's doing.
Wow, you're growing, you're growing, you're growing.
God said, call him and bless him. Man, I'm just checking on you to see how you're doing. How's your health going? How you feeling? I just called to see how you're feeling, brother. And he said, if I was a woman, I'd cry. I didn't even mention what he said about me because he said it in my face. And I was going to call him and say, man, look, what you said was wrong, and I rebuke it in Jesus' name. But God didn't let you go there. God said, no.
Ooh, Jesus. That's a humbling way. It's a humbling way.
It's a humbling way. But he said he will exalt the humble, and he will give grace to the humble, but he will resist the proud. So God had me to call the man and never mention anything about it, and God had me to just go ahead and bless him and ask how he was doing and if he was doing okay, and then say, have a blessed day, you know.
My.
So,
Evangelist
Bernard, as you well know, in this walk that we have, that God has given to us, it's a journey. And for us to last the long haul like you have lasted so many years, we're just trying to grow and get this thing right.
Amen.
Glory to God.
So true.
And I want to say to you, I just want to say to you quickly in front of everybody who's listening, God bless you. I love you, and may God guide you and protect you and keep you. May he strengthen you. May he exalt you. May he lift you up. May he put people around you who are sincere and praying for you, like Sister Ruby, who has shown herself to be a true friend, a friend that sticketh close as a brother or as a sister. Glory to God. So may the Lord even anoint you and grace you, and may he grant you the desires of your heart for the glory of God and protect you from the enemy. In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Give you the glory, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I know this is of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
As I was sitting here from early this morning up until now, I had a tongue in my spirit. I said, now, Lord, where do we go? What do you want for us to discuss? How are we going to encourage the people this day? And the Lord, I heard him say, order my steps. And I went to different passages in the Bible. And then in the last hour, he said, you go to Genesis. Hallelujah. And he said, I want you to teach today and take your time. Because I have something that I want to say to the people. Hallelujah. And he's already confirmed it through you. I didn't know you were going to be on this line. Glory to God. But God knew it.
Yes, Lord.
He said, order my steps.
Yes.
And when I came to through and said, Prophet Michael is on the line, I said, this is God. This is God. And the Lord said, just open up the line and have him to share. Glory to God. Order my steps. Amen. And this is just, I'm just going to read a little bit today because the Lord took me to this. Amen. Mm-hmm. And, sometimes, we go before ourselves. And it's things that we want to do. We have aspirations. Mm-hmm. We have dreams.
That's
amen.
Right.
We set goals. Amen. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But in everything we set and in everything we do, we need to consult with God. We need to ask God, Lord, order my steps. Amen.
Oh,
the Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. When we acknowledge God, amen, he'll order our steps. He'll direct our steps. Glory to God. Now, none of us are without error. None of us are without mistakes. We're striving for perfection. I heard the prophet say God has been dealing with him. Amen. Even when the offense comes, how do you handle the offense? Well, we're going to read a little bit today about the offenses. This was a great offense when we read about the story of Joseph. And we're just going to skip around a little bit because you have to read these passages in this Bible. You have to get in this word for yourself. It's good to hear it from somebody else, but you've got to get into this word. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So this is just time, Lord have mercy. If we would step back, Prophet Michael, and let the Lord have his way, let God have his way, amen, and step back and put this flesh on lockdown. Say, I'm locking you down today. I don't want to hear from you today, but I want to hear from the spirit man. I want to hear what thus say the Lord. Amen. And every time somebody speak, it's not of God. You know, the devil can quote scriptures too.
Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah. The devil can speak in tongues too.
That's right.
The Messiah. He knows what we desire. He don't know our thoughts, but he just acts upon what he visibly able to see at that time. Only God knows the heart. The enemy didn't know Prophet Davis was going to be on his side, but God knew
Hallelujah.
It. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I know every day when I renew my mercies upon you, I'm already in tune to everything that you're going to go through in that day. He said, I know everybody that's going to cross your path. Hallelujah. He know every phone call you're going to make. He
That's
know
right.
the
That's
person
right.
you're going to talk to. He know how long you're going to. See, on these cell phones, they have a record. You're recording how many minutes you've spoken. So you can go back and look at, I talked to her for about 10 minutes today. Amen. So if society and if these man-made gadgets can come up with a system like that, what about God?
Yes.
About God? Amen.
That's
so we're just going to read a little bit. Well, I want you all to turn quickly. You need your Bible today, and then I'm going to have the prophet to summarize a little bit. We're just going to read. Because God gave to told him, he said, order my steps. That's what he wants us to do. God wants to order our steps. He don't want us to go before ourselves. If we go before ourselves, we'll find ourselves in trouble. Big trouble. And when I looked at the word, amen, order, when I went to dictionary.com, it says, hey, it is direction or instruction. So you're getting a direction and instruction from somebody that has the authority to give that. It also says a command, a mandate. Then another one says a condition in which each thing is properly disposed with reference to other things and to its purpose. It says methodical or harmonious arrangement. So everything God does is in harmony with his word. God is not going to do anything outside of his word. Order, something that's already designed, something that's already commanded, something that's already been mandated for your life. Order my steps, amen. And as we begin to get into the Bible a little bit, let's go to Genesis 37, and I'm going to read into your hearings a little bit, and then we're going to skip around because God is trying to speak something into our lives. Amen. He's saying everything that we do, we have to do it in decency and in order. God is a God of order. God is a God of decency. Amen. So it says 37 and 1 says, and we're going to read down to 11, and then we're going to skip around a little bit. It says, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheep arose. Remember, these were shepherd boys. And also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheep. What is he saying? My sheep were superior to yours. Your sheep was paying homage to mine. Oh, how many know that we don't want nobody to receive any honor? We want all the honor. We want all the glory. But Joseph was revealing to them that which was to come. He didn't know what was going to transpire. He didn't know that his steps was being ordered by God. He just told them what he saw in the dream. Amen, amen. How many know that you're going to be hated for your dream? Amen, especially when it come to pass, especially when it's manifested, especially when people are able to see the fruits of it. Oh, glory to God. Verse 8 saying, his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Oh, Joseph was saying to them, your sheep was paying homage to mine. So the brethren got indignant. They didn't want to hear that. Who want to hear somebody's telling them about a dream where you're going to become their servant and you're going to be the master? Uh-huh. And remember, Joseph was one of the younger brothers. What? What are you talking about? Okay. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. He's talking about his brethren. Remember, there Jacob had 12 sons. Amen. Joseph was one of those 12. So he's telling them that the 11 brethren, he's telling them, all of you all are going to pay obeisance to me. Amen. Now, you know they hated him even the more. And verse 10 says, and he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked them. You all know if you have a mother and you have a father and you begin to share your dreams with them and you begin to tell mom and dad that, hey, you all are going to come live with me. You all are going to come and work for me. Uh-huh. My mom and my dad, you're going to come work for me. Your mother and your father might say, what? you're going, something is wrong with you, Adrian. That's not going to happen. Amen. But let's read on a little bit. And behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? But remember, my Bible tells me that he called the young because they're strong, but he called the old because they know the way. Amen. But let's go on. Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him. But his father observed the saying. That's why he called the old, because they have wisdom, because they have knowledge, and they know the way. So the father didn't get angry. He just observed, the Bible say, he observed the saying. Amen. And let's skip over to verse 18. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near, see, the father sent Joseph out to give them some food. Amen. So to give them some clothing and things for their journey. Amen. So they conspired against him when they saw him. They began to start conspiring against him to slay him. And verse 19 said, and they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Now let's skip down. Verse 26 says, and Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come. See, they had already conspired. They were getting ready to kill Joseph because they were jealous. Jealousy, the Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Oh, but if God order your steps, amen, everything that God has destined for you, it will come to pass. All you have to do is stay positive. All you have to do is stay on course. Don't be distracted. Don't let negative influences cause you to be misled and be misguided. Order my steps, God. That's what God is saying today. Amen. He wants our steps to be ordered by him. And in verse 27, he said, come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. You are my brother, Prophet Michael. You are my sister Ruby. I can't do you no anything and expect to thrive and amen, to be in the will of God. Amen. Once I have violated you and I have dishonored you, then guess what? That takes me out of the will of God. The Bible said when the man asked the question, said, Jesus, how many times must I forgive my brethren? We have to be willing to forgive. Prophet Michael said, love is the key. Amen. And if you love, guess what? You can take down. You can, any offense that come, you can push it to the side and say, because I have the love of God in my heart, I will not do anything harmful to my brother and sister in word or in deed. Amen. So verse 28 says, then there passed by Midianites merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. Amen. Now let's go a little bit further. Let's drop on over. We're going to go to chapter 39. And this is, you have to read a little bit where you can get the essence of what God is trying to say. You have to read. We don't have a lot of time on the line to get into all the particulars, so we try to just give you the verses where you can go back. And when you get off the line, you start searching these scriptures. The Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Amen. But if you search them, you'll find out that we're not where we supposed to be. Amen. Order my steps, God. If you're out of God's will and you have taken a misguided step, you have an opportunity where there is still a blood running through your vein. You still have an opportunity. You still have an opportunity to get it right. You still have an opportunity to go back, yeah, hallelujah, and beg your sister and your brother's pardon. Ask them for forgiveness, amen, for any offense that you have rendered on their behalf. Ask them for offense, because you don't want to get before God and then he tells you to get behind me. Amen. You want, when you're able to stand before God, you want God to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So let's go to verse 39. Amen. We're God. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. See, everything that God has destined for you, it's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. Just give time, and wait on God. Isaiah 40:31 say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. But let's continue on. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard in Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph. Somebody say the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. See, God, people know who you are. People know if you of God. People know Lord, have mercy. People don't know where God is taking you. But guess what? When you have the Spirit of God on your life, when you have been anointed, hallelujah, he said, the scripture said, I was anointed. Isaiah said, I was anointed to preach the gospel. You are anointed to do what you do. Amen. But guess what? You have to consult God. You have to make sure that your steps are ordered by God. I'm asking God every day, Lord, you told me to come to this place. You told me to go. Amen. I haven't seen all the manifestation. I haven't seen and experienced what God has for me. Guess what? All of the doors that's going to open, they haven't become open yet. But guess what? I'm waiting on God. But while I'm waiting, I'm still moving. Hallelujah. We have to still move while we're waiting. Amen. So they said that the Lord made all that he did to prosper. The master saw that the Lord was with Joseph and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace. Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put it into Joseph's hands. Amen. And as you read down a little bit further, you'll find out that Pharaoh's wife wanted to sleep with Joseph, for lack of a better word. She wanted Joseph to lay with her, and Joseph decided that he was not going to do that. This man was an honorable man. This man was a man that loved the Lord. This man was very conscious of his surroundings. He was very conscious that he knew beyond the shadow of doubt that God has sent him to that place. So he dare not disrespect and dishonor the man of God that had placed him over his house. But after she told a lie on him, folks will lie on you. A lie, my grandmother used to tell us, say a lie ain't nothing for somebody to tell. And that's so true. That's so true. But if you love the Lord and if you are of God and your steps have been ordered by God, guess what? You have to do what is honorable. You have to do what is pleasant. You have to do what is right. Amen. So as we go a little bit further, Joseph got thrown on into prison. Amen. But God did not leave Joseph there. So let's jump over to chapter 41. Amen. And we're going to tell you a little bit about how Joseph, how Pharaoh had another dream. This was another Pharaoh. Amen. This wasn't the same Pharaoh. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed. And behold, the Bible don't give us the different names of these people. It just tells the story. Amen. But you have to research, do some research and read and see what's going on. And that, and so verse 4, we have chapter 41, and I'm trying to go on for time's sake. Amen. We're doing real good right now. And it came to pass, we have chapter 41, verse 1, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat flesh, and they fed in a meadow. Now let's drop down to verse 12. And there was, let's drop down to verse 9. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, after Pharaoh began to tell them about his dream, then the chief butler came in and he remembered Joseph. So it said, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my folks this day. I remember this young man that was thrown into prison. And Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night. I am he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, this is where Joseph coming on the scene now, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted our dreams to each man according to his dream. He did interpret. And it came to pass as he interpreted to us. What is he saying? The dream that this young Hebrew man told us, it came to pass. And he, so it was, me he restored unto my office. The butler saying, the baker was killed, but the butler was restored to his office. And him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none. I'm talking about order now, steps. And there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph, listen at this boy, Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. What are you saying, Joseph? Joseph is making it clear to Pharaoh that it's no good thing that I'm doing, Pharaoh, but it's the God that's in me. God is the one that does the work. God is the one that order my steps. God is the one that lead and guide me. I can't dream. I can't tell a dream, and I can't interpret the dream unless God be with me. So Pharaoh said, he said, it's not in me. But he said, God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Listen at this wise man. Listen at this man that humbled himself. Listen at this man that brothers threw him in a pit. Listen at this man that they sold to the Ishmaelites. So why did they do it? Because they didn't like the dream that Joseph dreamt. They didn't want to pay homage to Joseph. They didn't want to receive that this little brother is one day going to be Lord over us. But guess what? What God has destined for you, it's coming to pass. I don't care how many haters you have. I don't care how many people that doubt you. I don't care how many people prophet that lie on you. What God has for you, it is for you. And let's drop down. Verse 25, and Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God had showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Now let's go down to verse 33. Now therefore, after Joseph began to interpret the dream, then Joseph is giving him some instructions. When we open up, we told you what the word oughta meant. We said to get instructions and directions from somebody that's in authority. Well, Joseph was in authority, and you don't know about Shia, because the butler remembered Joseph. Joseph was in authority because guess what? He was able to interpret the dream that God gave to Pharaoh, and then God gave the interpretation of the dream to Joseph. Oh, I'm talking about ordering my steps today. Order my steps, Lord. And then when Joseph, oh God, I love you today. When Joseph, now this is the Pharaoh. He's listening to Joseph. See, when God is with you, God, he's more than the world is against you. Hey, God, anything that God have destined for you, let the haters talk. Let them lie. Let them stab you in the back. Oh, but what God has for you is for you. It may not come to pass tomorrow, June 10th. Oh, but baby, by the 29th of June, just give time. Hallelujah. Let God be true and let every man be a liar. Believe God. Trust in him. Stand on his word. And God will make your enemies. Hallelujah. He'll make them your footstool. He'll make everything that you dreamed come alive. Oh, he did it for Joseph. And if he could do it for Joseph, if he did it for Joseph, why can't he do it for you? Order my steps, Lord. That's my prayer today. That's what I'm telling you all today. Ask the Lord to order your steps. And don't get discouraged. Guess what? Because the gainsayers is going to come. They're going to come, and they're going to make you doubt what God have invested in you. They're going to make you doubt the dream that you have. They're going to make you doubt that God is even with you. Oh, but guess what? You got to know who you are. You got to know the voice of God. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Oh, God, I don't want to get too far. Hallelujah, because we got to get, the Lord said, order my steps. And I went from Genesis to Revelation. I said, who are you talking to? Somebody on the sound of my voice. God have ordered your steps, but you doubt it, because you got another voice in your ear. You're talking to your friends, and you're sharing with them what God don't even want you to share. Some things it's not for you to share. Just let it come to pass as God so ordained it. You don't have to tell everybody what God is doing. Just be still and know that God is God. So let's go down to verse 33. We have chapter 41. He said, now therefore let Pharaoh look out. These are the instructions. Joseph is giving Pharaoh the instructions now. He's telling him what to do. He said, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise. Now, when Joseph began to give him these instructions, Joseph didn't know that the instructions he was giving Pharaoh about finding a man that was wise and discreet and set him over the land of Egypt, he didn't know that man was going to be him. So he said in verse 34, let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officer over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus, just a moment. Ah, I'm losing my place. All right, here I am. Okay, in the plenteous years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh. Let's drop down to verse 40. Let's go on. We got to read this here. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt. Joseph is telling him what's going to happen, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh. Yes, because it was ordered by God. Joseph's steps was ordered by God. And in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we, look how God will order your steps. Look how God will set you up. Look how God will bless you if you allow him. Allow God to order your steps, people of God. Verse 38 said, can we find such a one as this is? A man? Prophet, a man in whom the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne. Look how God will set you up and bless you. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Only in the throne. Now, let's cross over. We're going to chapter 42. Moving along. Now, when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, the famine, what God told Joseph to give word to Pharaoh about the famine, it came to pass in chapter 42. Why do ye look one upon another? He said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And let's drop down to verse 7. As they get there, verse 6, let's go to 6. We are chapter 42, verse 6 and 7. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren, listen at this, Joseph's brethren, those same brethren that sold him to the Midianites, throwed him in the pit, didn't want to hear about his dream, was jealous of his coat of many colors. Those brethren came and bowed down themselves. Oh, y'all better hear God today. Before him, with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren. Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, whence come ye? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, ye are spies. Hallelujah. He knew they weren't spies, but the will of God, hallelujah, the steps of God that already had been ordered, that already had been predestined. Joseph was predestined for such a time as that. Joseph was set in a place. See, God, ooh, Lord have mercy. God will, people don't understand your vision. People don't understand the steps that God have ordered for your life. But God will go before you and prepare a place. God will preserve you. God went before his brethren, even the evil that they meant. What they meant for evil, God turned it around for good. Because remember, God made a promise to Abraham. He said, your seed is going to be blessed. Abraham was the father of Isaac. And Isaac was the father of Jacob. And we all know that Jacob was a trickster. We all know what Jacob did. But how many know the Bible say you're going to reap what you sow? Hallelujah. Jacob was reaping some of the things that he sown. And Joseph's brother was also reaping. But even in the midst of that, God promised them that he would be with them. He promised them that his seed would be blessed. Even in our mess, God will always remember his covenant. Huh? God will always remember his covenant. He had a covenant with Abraham. He had a covenant with Isaac. He had a covenant with Jacob. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go down. They begin to say, we are all, we adversity happens. We are all one man's son. We are true men, that servants are no spies. And he said to them, nay, but see the nakedness of the land ye are come. He was messing with them. And they said, that servants are 12 brethren. He was waiting for them to tell a story. The sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father. Joseph already knew that his baby brother Benjamin. Benjamin and Joseph was the sons of Rachel. Amen. So he knew his baby brother by his mother. His mother's son was not Jacob. Amen. So he said, and Joseph said, that is it that I spake unto you, saying, ye are spies. Hereby ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come hither. Amen. And let's drop on now. Drop on now to verse 21. And they said one to another, we are verily, verily concerned, we are verily guilty concerning our brother, and that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we were not here. And therefore, this distress. So they remembered that what they did to Joseph. They remembered that they sold him to the Midianites. Hallelujah. So they're saying in their hearts now, all of this evil that we've done is coming back upon us. And let's drop down. Verse 33, and the man, the Lord of the country, said unto us, hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brethren here with me and take food for the famine of your households and be gone. Hallelujah. So he told them, take these things, and we all know the story as they go on. Joseph put money and put the money that they gave him in all of their sacks. Hallelujah. He had already planned what was going to go on. So let's go on to chapter 43, and then we're going to close. We're going to end it on this here. Amen. So you all got to read. The Lord told me today, order thy steps. Order thy steps. We're going to skip over there. We're going to go on to chapter 45, where Joseph reveals himself. Ya no no moshaya. Ooh, take it. No moshaya. Chapter 44, verse 20. It's read, and we said unto my Lord, they're telling Joseph still, we have a father and our old man and an old man and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead. And he alone is left of his brother, and his father loveth him. So they were trying to explain to Joseph, if we ask our father to let the baby brother come back, that might kill our father, and he's already an old man. We can't do that. Okay, so we in chapter 45. Then Joseph Hallelujah. They all came back. Hey, glory to God. Let's read. Well, no, let's go to verse, we have 44. Let's go to verse 32. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, if I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. Now, therefore, I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my Lord, and let the lad go up with his brother. For how shall we go up to my father, and the lad be not with us? Lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come upon, that shall come on my father. Chapter 45. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, oh, glory to God. He cried. Hallelujah. He cried. He didn't take vengeance upon them. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, say the Lord. I will repay. When God deliver our enemies in our hand, what are we going to do with them? Hey, you know what I'm saying? God didn't give an order for Joseph to kill them. But God had already set Joseph up where he would be able to save his family. How many of you all, how many of you all not know that you could be set up for such a time as this? If you live right, if you allow God to order your steps, when you become the least in your family, God exalts you where you become the greatest. But you have to live a life that is pleasing to God. You have to say, Lord, order my steps. Even when somebody do you wrong, even when you don't want to forgive, hallelujah, there's something inside of you. The Holy Ghost won't let you stay mad. The Holy Ghost won't let you be angry. The Holy Ghost won't let you kill your brother or your sister. Jesus said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Hallelujah. First one said, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them. Lord, I can't cry today. I got to finish. And before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known. Joseph did begin to regret a little bit. I know his mind went back to when he was in that pit. His mind went back, I'm sure, even while Joseph was in prison. The Lord was dealing with his mind, and I'm sure, hallelujah, at some time or another, he had to think, Lord, why did I reveal my dream? Why did I tell them my dream, Lord? Why did I tell them my dream? He didn't know why he was sitting in the prison, that God had all of his steps. He didn't know that he was going to be the preserver. He didn't know that he was going to be the life raft. He did not know, hallelujah, that he was going to be the water, that he was going to be the corn. There was no food, hallelujah, hallelujah, in Canaan, hallelujah. And they had to go to Egypt to get the food. But God had exalted Joseph and made him the governor over all the land. He was second in charge to Pharaoh. Oh, I just stopped by to tell you all today, oh, hallelujah, no matter what you're going through, thank God, God have ordered your steps. But you got to stay in the fire. You have to stay in the prison. Hallelujah. You have to endure when people lie on you. You have to endure when they say all kind of manner of evil against you. Hallelujah. You have to stand, hallelujah, with your loins girt about you. You have to put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. You have to say like Job, don't he slay me? Yet will I serve you. Yet will I stand on my watch. open up the floodgates. I'm going to stand here till I see Pharaoh and his army drowned. I'm going to stand here, hallelujah, until the blood, you know, no more shot. Hallelujah, until it pass over me. I'm going to stand here. I'm going to do like Rahab. Hallelujah, I'm going to do what the Lord have ordered me to do. Hey, I'm going to hide these spies. Hallelujah, and I'm going to do what God have called me to do. Because destiny is on my life. I have a destiny to pursue. God didn't tell me every man that I encountered would fall in love with me. God didn't tell me that everybody would love me. He didn't tell me that everybody would support me. He didn't tell me, hallelujah, that I wouldn't have to go through anything. He didn't tell me that I would, that a famine was coming. Hallelujah. But he told me when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said, I'll raise up a standard against them. Hallelujah. All you have to do is stand back. Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand back and know that when you've done what God said do, God is ordering my steps. He ordering my steps. Yes, I'm in the fiery furnace. Yes, they threw me in the pit. Yes, they sold me to the Israelites. Yes, I had to go into the prison. Oh, but guess what? I came out. And when I came out, I came out stronger. I came out better. I came out with a praise in my spirit. I came out with a dance for the Lord. I came out giving God the glory. I came out with a victory in my spirit. Hallelujah. Victory, victory shall be mine if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle. Joseph had the holiest peace. He had the holiest peace. But after his brethren began to confide, he seen, hallelujah, how God had dealt with them all those years. Hallelujah. They had to live with what they did to Joseph. See, you got to live with your dirt. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God will avenge your adversaries. Hallelujah. God will avenge you if you stay right, if you stay in his word, if you allow him to order your steps, if you allow yourself not to get distracted in this season. This is a season for favor. This is a season for grace. But you have to know that God is ordering your steps. Don't go before yourself. Stay at the altar. Hallelujah. Stay at the altar. Stay on your face. Push back your plate. Hallelujah. You might not see it. Oh, but if you can trust God, if you can believe that he'll do the same thing for you that he did for Joseph, you got to maintain your integrity. Joseph didn't succumb. Joseph didn't sell out. He could have laid with the woman and he wouldn't have went to jail. But he said, I'm not going to embarrass myself. I'm not going to insult God. I'm not going to disobey the commandments of the Lord. Can't do this evil, wicked thing. This man has entrusted me with everything that's in his house, and then I'm going to do this evil? I can't do it. I can't do it. Order my steps, Lord. Order my steps, God. While I'm here in New Orleans, I'm in a strange land. Yes, this is my home, but I've been gone for 30 years. I'm saying every day when I arise, order my steps, God. Order my steps, God. Oh, lead me to the right doors. Lead me to the right avenue. Lead me to the right interstate. Lead me to the right bank. Lead me to the right church. Lead me to the right brother or sister. I've got all of my steps. 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 Hallelujah. The Lord is saying to somebody that's been discouraged, that's been dismayed, ready to throw it in. Feel like nobody love you. Feel like nobody care. Feel like you don't have anything to offer. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you today, God is ordering your steps. Stay on the potter's wheel. Stay on the potter's will. Let God shake you. Let him continue to mold you. Hallelujah. Let him continue to minister to you. Ah, Yado Mosiah. Oh, God is a great God, and he's greatly to be praised. Anything that he promised you, stand on the promises. I'm a seed. I'm a heir. I'm a joint heir with Christ Jesus. I am a heir. Hallelujah. I'm a righteous heir. I didn't come by the back door. I came, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord. I've been baptized in his name. Hallelujah. I've been buried in his blood. Oh, I bless you today, Jesus. I give you glory today, God. You told me to order. You say all of my steps today, God. I couldn't go everywhere that we intended to go, but I ask you to speak, Lord. Speak to somebody today. Let them know that it ain't over till God say it over. I don't care how long they stayed in prison. My sister been in prison for 21 years. Oh, but she coming up out of there. Oh, glory to God. You know why? Because God have ordered her steps. The Lord knew how long she was going to be there. And he knew the day that he's going to release her. He knew the day that Prophet Davis was coming on this line. Oh, and I bless him. Oh, I thank God. You don't know what that's done for me today. Just to see Prophet Michael Davis on this line. Hey, I knew this message was from God. All of my steps, God, I didn't have nothing. If it was left up to me, I'd have said, I would have quoted the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That would have been my message today. Yeah, because in my spirit, hallelujah, the flesh was weak. But the spirit said, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. I had to go. But if it was left to this old flesh, amen, I would have laid on down. Glory to God. How many know we got to encourage ourselves? Just to see Prophet Davis on the line, that encouraged me today. Yeah, y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm saying. Oh, I bless you today, God. I give God glory. I give him praise. Hallelujah. All of my steps, God. You're not through with me yet. Sometimes we get up in age and we think we don't have a lot of time. Well, time ain't in your hand. Time is on God's side. It ain't on your side. It's on God's side. Yes, I'm up in age. But I thank God I still got the activities of my limbs. Still got a mind to praise him. I still got a mind when chaos and confusion is all around me. I still got a mind to call on Jesus. I still got a mind to rise early. I still got a mind to tell him, have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about my troubles. I still have that mind. Oh, God, and I'm asking him to keep me. Hallelujah, preserve me. Oh, God. Let me not go to the left or the right, but let me stay in the middle of the road. Stay on the straight path, the narrow path. God, I bless you today. Oh, Jesus, I'm done. I'm done. Oh, God, I bless you. Oh, you've been a good guy. I thank you today, God. Thank you for encouraging me today. This word encouraged me today. All of my steps, God. All of my steps, God. All of my steps, Lord. All of my steps. Somebody ought to tell the Lord today to order their steps. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, I'm not through with you yet. God ain't through with you. Don't worry about what the game says. Say, you stay fixed. Stay fixated on this word. Stay fixated on God's promises. Stay fixated on his will for your life. We got a destiny in pursuit. This is a time of reflection. That's what Joseph was doing. He was reflecting on his humble beginnings. He was reflecting on how all of those 11 brothers, he told them that they was coming and they were going to pay obeisance to him. Oh, they didn't believe him. Oh, but let time have have its time. Let time have its way. Everything that God promised you is coming to pass. Because God is not like man. He will not lie. He will not disappoint. He will not fall short on his promises, because he is a promise keeper. Lord, I love you today. Y'all read those chapters where you can get a full understanding. Some of us already know the story, but sometimes you can miss some key vital information. Sometimes we can overlook some things because we're so anxious to run on. But there might be one word in five chapters. All God has to give you is one word, and that one word can sustain your life. So you go back and you read this. Order my steps. God bless you all. Hallelujah.
Praise and praise.
God, I bless you today.
God is good.
Jesus, Jesus. Ah, you know, Messiah. Sister Ruby, glory to God. Love you today, God. All of my steps, God. All of my steps, all of my steps. Glory to God.
Praise and praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All is well. All is well. Amen. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Michael.
You can hear
Hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You. God bless. She said, whatever the Lord lay on your heart.
I feel strongly impressed. If there's anyone on the line that needs prayer, let me just. I feel the mantle. She talked a lot about directions and instructions and ordering our steps, and that's so important that we don't get off track. So, if there's anybody that's there that's looking for God to order their steps, glory to God, to order their steps. Glory to God. I'm free now. I'm liberated to pray with you and
come
to
on.
Ask God to get you to the place that He wants you to be.
Amen.
God from heaven.
God is a forgiving God. Jesus, before they come forward, let me just say this, Prophet Davis.
Yes.
Before you can love, there must be repentance. There
That's right.
must
That's right.
be forgiveness. You
That's
have,
right.
you can't love and not
That's
forgive.
Right.
You
right.
can't love and not repent.
That's
those
right.
things, those are prerequisites
That's
to
right.
get
That's
in
right.
the bosom of God.
That's right.
Where God will restore us.
Hallelujah.
People of God, this is no time for us to be angry and upset with anybody.
That's right. That's
this
right.
is the time for us to say, Lord, give me a mind to go back and forgive. Give me a mind to go back and ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Order thy step. That's what God said today. For we got to forgive one another. We can't hold on to all this little trivia nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's
offenses
right.
will come.
Yes.
Don't you know Joseph was offended?
Yes.
Yeah. But what did he do? He couldn't kill his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He cried.
Mm-hmm.
He cried because of love. Love right. made him cry. Love right. broke him down. Love. Thank you, Jesus. So open up the line, Sister Ruby, anybody on the line. Hallelujah, Lord. Y'all know this ain't me. I don't go. I try to hit it and quit it. But I know God spoke
yes.
this in my spirit, and somebody on this line needed to hear this today. I needed to hear it because I'm asking the Lord to order my steps.
Amen.
So open up the lines. Anybody need prayer? Oh, glory to God.
Y'all lines are
maybe
open.
Maybe you don't think you're strong enough. You're not strong enough. You don't think you're strong enough, but we're stronger than what you think we are. Amen.
Hallelujah.
If anybody need any instruction, direction, prayer, the line
yes.
is open. We're here to help. We're not here to kill you.
That's right. We're here to help you.
Let you live. We want
That's
you
right.
to live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Lines are open. Prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Patrice. I just thank the Lord for that word. I've been in a place where I had a lot of anger going on within myself, and that was because of my own disobedience, you know.
Mm.
Sometimes we take life situations and things that we think are right for ourselves and say, well, God, you can straighten this out. Well, God, but steadily we're trying to straighten it out, and we're not allowing God to do that. So my thing this season would be that, and I have an issue with the love of myself. Okay, I love everybody around me, but I'm not really loving myself. So how am I loving everybody else and not myself? So my thing this season is that I need to learn how to love myself. Love myself and forgive
Sister
myself.
Patrice.
Yes.
Sister Patrice,
Lord of
yes.
God. You're saying it correctly. You're confessing it with your own words, because that's where it starts. That I do love myself. You see?
Yes.
And you're right.
Yes.
You're confessing it with your own words, because our words have power. And life and death is in the power of our tongue.
Yes.
And so by you saying, I love myself, that's where it begins, by your own words, speaking it. I love myself, and then I forgive myself.
Yes.
And I want to simply pray a prayer of release over you, releasing. The Bible says forgetting those things that are behind, and reaching forward to those things that are before us.
Yes.
We press forward towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. So now there may be some things that have happened in your past, as you have said, but now it's time to simply let it all go.
Hallelujah.
Whew, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Thank
to God.
You.
It's
Thank
just
you.
Simply time now to let it all go and take hold of Jesus' hand and let him order your steps. Glory to God. So, Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, our dear sister in whom you love, that she is simply confessing, and we agree with her, that she loves herself in the name of Jesus, and that you love her before she could even know how to love herself, because you died for her on the cross while she was yet an unbeliever. Before she was born, you died for every mistake that she was going to make.
Hallelujah.
And because you loved her so much, you took it upon yourself, the iniquity of us all.
Yes.
Father, now we thank you that she is receiving the love of Jesus Christ in her heart right now. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that you would flood her so much with your love that she would be willing to simply let go of everything else that's not of love. She releases it. We agree in Jesus' name that right now she lets it go in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And now she prophetically takes hold of your hand. And now you will order her steps. Glory to God. Every chain is broken in the name of Jesus. Every hindering demon that has come against you, I command it to loose you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. And the image that people have spoken about you I destroy their image of you in Jesus' name, and I replace it with the image of Jesus Christ, of who you really are.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. You are not who they say you are. Glory. You are who God says you are.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And now God will simply lift you out of the pit like he did with Joseph. And he will bring you into your destiny.
Yes, Lord.
He will bring you out of that place where there was no water, that dry place. And now he will lift you up into a place of prosperity. First in your spirit, because God says, "Beloved, above all things, I wish that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Takes you now out of the pit. You're out of the pit. You're out of the pit now, in Jesus' name. And now God is ordering your steps, and you're on your way to the palace.
Thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God from heaven. And I declare peace.
Thank you, God.
I declare peace over your life.
Peace, Lord God.
I declare peace in your heart. I declare peace in your mind. And I declare freedom, total freedom and liberty to move forward and beyond the old place. In the name of Jesus. And who the Son sets free
glory.
Is free.
Free.
Indeed.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you today, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Thank, and I forbid you to look backwards.
Yes, Lord.
I forbid you to ever look back in the name of Jesus. Because there's nothing behind you but death. But everything in front of you is life. Life. And life more abundantly. This day, I speak to your life. And I say you have changed in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
You have changed in Jesus' name. I declare change over your life now. It comes forth. It comes forth. It comes forth out of you in Jesus' name. And you will never be the same again after this moment. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory.
God is good.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
If there are people around you, Sister Patrice, that are not speaking words of life over you or about you, do not listen to them.
Amen.
Don't listen to them. Don't talk to them. Have nothing to say to them. Walk away from them.
Yes.
Don't have a conversation. Don't entertain it. Don't walk away.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
My God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
That's victory. That's victory.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's victory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I've been going through a thing, you know, and I know God has called me, you know, because even in my going through, he says to acknowledge him in all your ways. And even in my going through, even after I've just argued with someone, I learned to repent and do it moving, you know. Because of his grace, I'm able to do that, but I don't want to keep practicing that thing. So God had me in a quiet area where, you know, hey, my word is my word. You can't alter my word. So, I'm in a place now, and I just thank you for what God has given me. Thank you for being obedient and giving that to me. I've just been in a place where I'm making up my mind to serve the Lord wholeheartedly and to go all the way with God. So it's just been, I haven't been calling in on the line, and I know this is not about me at this time, but it's about the kingdom and the kingdom's work and the souls, you know. And I have a soul, and God is trying to get it right, and I'm trying to get
it right.
So
that's right.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You are right, and I tell you what, God is dealing with you, and don't listen to other people. Forget that. Don't listen to other people. Listen to the voice of the Lord, because God is building you up. Don't argue with anybody. Walk away from those people. Don't give them any time. Just go. Let it all go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hello. Lines are open. If you have a comment or prayer, all your lines are open.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! God is good. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Praise him.
Let's start with Minister Aaron Singleton.
Hello?
Yes.
Aaron? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was just got off my speaker, and I was just getting on because I thought you had the lines open, and I was just sitting there, and then you said my name. Oh, my goodness, cousin, you preached a powerful message. The Lord is really is moving in a time like this when you obey Him. Things will be opening in folks' life and in a time like this. And I thank God for Prophet Michael Davis. Because he had prophesied last year on me about this time this year that God is going to be doing some great things in my life. And he wasn't a lying, he wasn't no lying prophet. And it's coming to pass. I mean, just like others been prophesying on me, been coming to pass. And when you really obey Jesus Christ and let him use your calling in a time like this, it's like a revival time. He's bringing everybody back home on the line. Thank you, Jesus, at a time like this. It's just a blessing.
Thank you.
I thank him for it. Because this is the time he's bringing everybody back together as a family reunion. Because in one unit, we come as one unit, we can tear the devil down, I mean his demons and whatever, try to come on this line and try to mess up things. God, oh my God, he knows what he's doing. Getting everybody together, you just don't know. And then Agent, you doing that crusade in September, oh my God. God is about to do some things. I can't even put my hand on this. That's all I can say. Everybody got to get ready because, like the Lord, if the time is winding up, everybody just got to get ready and listen. We got to make it happen in these last days because there's a lot of souls out here crying and dying out here. And they don't know which way to go. They confused in the music world, and it don't matter gospel in the world. It's so sad. They all messed up. Because they're not doing the right thing. Everybody trying to serve two masters, and you only can serve one master, and that's Jesus Christ. But we're not trying to hear that. We want if they're chasing the wrong thing, money. I mean, ain't nothing wrong getting well, but they're not doing it in the wise way what the Bible's talking about. That's why people are so confused and messed up. But in a time like this, but I just thank God for y'all, you know. But and thank God for Prophet, like I said, Prophet Michael Davis coming on here and saying some words and just nothing but the Lord. Lord is just leading everything at the right time. And then Sister Ruby, Mother Ruby got together, you know, coming back. And it's just a blessing. It's just sometimes you have to get out for a little bit and for God to deal with. You don't know what a person's going through, but only God knows. But he brings back everybody back at a time like this for a reunion so we can come together. And that's it. He's doing placement orders. He lets you get out for a minute, and he bring your placement order back so you can order some other things what God want to do in your life. So this is the timing right now, and I thank God for that. And if you can pray for me, Prophet Michael Davis, I would love for you to say a prayer for me. You know what God, you already know what the Lord, some things you know when you're a prophet, God can tell you what to say for me. But I just want you to say a powerful prayer, my calling.
Well, this is just a quick word that the Lord gave me while you were talking, and I'm going to pray it over you. First of all, the Lord simply said, stay humble. Mm-hmm. Just stay humble. God has given you that, and some people have to work harder at it than others, but God has given you that spirit of humility. And he says that he exalts the humble, but he resists the proud. So whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, just remain humble, and that's the avenue where God is going to increase you and enlarge you and bless you through your humility. So just remain humble, and you will see the hand of God lift you up.
Thank you. I receive that, because that's what he's been dealing with. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Glory
you, Jesus.
To God.
He's been dealing with me with that, to stay humble.
Glory to God.
Just relax. Not to let him, but let you, telling me to stay humble. Just relax.
That's
Don't
it.
Worry about nothing.
That's right.
Confirmation. Yeah. And I receive
stay humble.
It.
Glory to God, brother. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm done.
You can pray for him. Yeah, go on and pray for him, Prophet Davis.
Good Father, we thank you for Aaron. We thank you for the anointing on his life. We thank you for giving him the spirit of humility. And Father, with the spirit of humility, we thank you for the spirit of wisdom, of counsel, and of might, and of the fear
yes,
of the Lord. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you will order his steps. You will get him to the place that you want him, both in the spirit and in the natural. And Father, we thank you for the peace that will envelop him and surround him. Glory to God. Even as he's dealing with people, that there would just be a new peace on his life. There will be no anxiety that will raise up, but there will be such a calmness that people won't even understand that he's not letting anything affect him, but it would simply roll off of his back as water rolls off the back of a duck. Glory to God.
Yes,
so, Father,
Lord,
as we pray this prayer, he enters into this new realm, this new dimension of calmness and of peace, and the anxiety, it goes in the authority of the name of Jesus. And there will be a new level of wisdom, a new level of wisdom and discerning of spirits for the kingdom of God and for the glory of God, to keep you from entangling yourself with people that will simply waste your time. So, Father, I thank you for this new dimension of discerning and this new dimension of wisdom for the kingdom of God, for the glory of God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hi, my name is Sister Leslie, please. I give honor to you and your words of encouragement today. I give honor today to Bernard for her line and her being obedient and doing this as she does. I wanted to request prayer because I'm a housewife, which is a new transition for me. From my husband's request, he's learning more and more of the Lord, and he wants to be the sole provider. And so I wanted to know, for me it's hard because I'm used to having more and able to do, you know, things on my own or even help out, and I really don't have the income to help, and I do see the struggle. I see burden, but he doesn't say anything, you know, when times are tough. So I just wanted to pray that I remain in faith and that I could you know, just be a good housewife. And, you know, I look up to Proverbs 31, and that's what I want to be. And I don't think that she complained about, you know, not having. I think she just made, you know, goodwill with her hands. So I just wanted prayer in doing so.
Is your husband a Christian also?
Yes, he is.
Okay, good. And what's your name again?
My name's Leslie Priest. He wasn't raised Christian. He's learning now. He's been baptized in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Going on 2 years. And we're both Bible college students. And, you know,
Amen.
They have a lot of knowledge. They give a lot of knowledge, but, you know, when it comes to real-life personal issues and, you know, walking in ministry, they can't really teach that. And so that's why I know that we just confess one to another and request prayers. And I just wanted you to come in covenant agreement, you know, so I can be that Proverbs 31 wife and not complaining about finances and such.
And God knows and he hears your prayer. I see the Lord opening a door for your husband for a better job opportunity. I see the Lord opening a door for him in an area where he's going to make more money. Thank you, Father.
That was my prayer request I wrote in my Bible. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God is real. He's real. He's real.
He's real.
He's real. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Father, I love you. Thank you for your work, Lord. Thank you for your work.
Oh, my God, you're a true prophet. I wrote that in my Bible.
Thank you, Jesus.
Last week. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
I give you the glory, Lord. I give you the glory.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I give you the glory. I give you the glory.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I give you the glory.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. He loves you. He's hearing your prayers. He has answered your prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
He has answered your prayer. My God from glory. My God from glory. My God from glory. God has ordered your steps this day. Sister Leslie, God has ordered your steps to let you know he heard your prayer and he has answered your prayer. He loves you very much for choosing to be a woman of God. He loves you.
Thank you.
My God, my God, my God, my
God. Hallelujah.
And I'm just going to pray over your home that the peace of God be there, the anointing, a new anointing in the home, and that the increase would hit your home this summer, that increase that God said that the door would open, that it would hit your home this summer. Father, I thank you for this woman. Oh, God, hearken unto her cry. Hearken unto her prayers. Listen diligently to her heart, Father, for her heart cries out of a true and a sincere heart unto thee, O Lord. And, Father, now I ask you for favor with her husband, favor with this household, favor upon their lives. Release holy angels of prosperity to go and unlock that door for her husband, that he would get a position that he does not even qualify for, that he would get a position where he's making more than enough, and they would have more than enough, not only to be a blessing to themselves, but be a blessing to others, and then testify that this was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Father, you can trust them. You have proven their hearts, and you can trust them because they did not complain. And because they did not complain, and they were satisfied with where they were, you saw the need, and you saw the desire, and you have now granted them their request.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you for being humble to God, and thank you for decreasing so he can increase and speak to you. And I just thank you for being humble. Thank you.
God bless you, woman of God. Oh, God. Oh, God, if there were more like you, if there were more like you, it would make ministry easy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God bless you. God really hears your prayers. He is speaking to you. Never doubt that he is not talking to you because he is speaking to you. You hear his voice. You know his voice. And he is following. You are following his instructions. My God, my God. May your home be blessed abundantly. May anyone who enters your home know that that home has been blessed by the Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes. Glory, glory, glory. Even today, when your husband come home from work, let there be a new anointing, Father, upon his life. Let there be a fresh mantle of glory upon his life. Even change and transform him for the position that you are calling him into. Let that mantle hit him before he enters the threshold of his door. For your glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, and it is done. It is done.
Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. You're going to have to call back, Sister Leslie, and testify.
Every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, every day.
Thank you. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you are so worthy, Lord. You are so worthy, Lord. You are so worthy, Jesus. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, for your word.
I called today with my sister, Sparkle, on three-way. Sparkle?
Huh?
Sparkle, are you on the line?
Who's,
I'm sorry?
It's off in the background.
Yeah.
I called my sister on freeway. She asked me to conference her.
Oh,
my
sister.
I'm going to see
okay.
if she had any remarks, but I think.
What's her name?
Sister T.
What's her name?
Praise the Lord.
Her name is
Are Sparkle. You
Christine?
I heard a lot of talking Sparkle. In the background.
Her name is Sparkle.
Oh, Sparkle.
Yes.
Okay. Sparkle, are you born again yet?
She received Savior.
She
must be muted.
I believe she's muted. So we'll just come back to it later. Thank you.
Wait a minute. I think I hear her. Sparkle, is that you?
Is she on the line with you, Leslie?
Yeah. I'm going to hang up and call back in with her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll do it in 6 minutes because you won't be able to call back in.
Okay.
Okay. Sister T.
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed that. That is just right on time. That was a right on time word. And I know my steps are truly ordered. My prayer request is that I just want to stay in his will. And my prayer request is for me to continue to be in God's will. I know there's a lot of things happening in my life. God has truly blessed me in a lot of areas. And, I'm attached to a wonderful ministry. But I know I want to make sure that I handle my own personal business and to be a blessing to the ministry as well. So I really just want the Lord to put my life in order. I want order in my life. And that's
all
of my
sin.
Yes.
Sister T, you have actually asked a very wise thing. You didn't ask for money. You didn't ask for anything else except God's will. And that's a very wise thing to ask for. And because you have sought God's will above all things else, he says, now the other things will be added unto you.
Hallelujah.
Because you sought his will. Because you sought his will. Now he can trust you with the other things.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Because that's what's so primary, and I'm simply going to pray, Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that Sister T has requested that you grant your will in her life.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You reveal it,
yes,
that you
Lord.
Make it known to her so that she can completely follow
thank
your will.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
So that her heart will be completely surrendered in every
hallelujah.
Area of her life
yes.
to your holy will.
Hallelujah.
And Father, that she would be careful to listen every morning for your voice in quietness.
Yes.
Because you lead and guide us in stillness and quietness. You lead us beside the still water. So Father,
yes.
every morning, give her time to be quiet before you, to hear your still small voice.
Yes.
And as she's quiet before you, you will begin to give her instruction.
Hallelujah.
An instruction so that her steps can be ordered by the Lord.
Thank you,
so,
Lord.
Father, we thank you that she will find this stillness in
yes,
her spirit. She will find this quietness in her soul. And
thank
she
you,
will
Lord.
Find this peace that surpasses all understanding to hear your voice, to hear your instruction, and
yes.
then follow you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank
give you
Lord.
The glory for it.
Hallelujah.
We give you the honor.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And
Lord.
We give you the praise that
Lord.
That deep stillness and quietness would invade her life.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
She will clearly hear your voice.
Yes.
And a stranger's voice she will not follow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Give
hallelujah.
You the glory for it now. That calmness and that peace would come
yes.
over her, and that she would walk and be still and know that you are God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. My God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Y'all, oh my God. Boy, y'all almost provoking me to a deeper dimension here. Mal kandebo sheto rusa kindo ushataya. Eko bo satara manda. My God, it's almost like a birthing has to come forth. You know, before the birthing come forth, there's a cry, there's a wailing. There's a wailing in the spirit. God said, call for the wailing women. Why? So they can give birth to that thing. My God from heaven. The devil has been trying to clog up the birthing canal for your ministry. Uh-huh. The devil has been trying to clog up the birthing canal for your ministry. But God said, if you cry out, that thing will break like the water must be broke. Then the child will come forth.
Jesus.
You're going to have to get in a place where you can cry out to the Lord, because there's some things that got to come out. There's some things that got to come out. You got to get into a place where you can cry out before the Lord, and then that thing will be broken, and then it can come forth. See, the water has to break first, then the child can come forth. The water has to break. My God, I don't care if you got to get in your car and drive up to the mountain in a wilderness place, but you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to go to a place where you can cry out. My God, that's why Jesus sometimes went into the mountains alone. Because he had to cry out. He couldn't pray around other folk. They didn't understand it. They didn't understand what he was dealing with. So he had to get away from everybody and pray in a quiet and solitary place. Because sometimes you got to cry out and get that thing. That thing has to break, and then the water breaks, and then that child can come forth.
All right.
My God from heaven. My God, everybody's not the same. So I just bless God for you. Thank you for listening. And God going to order your steps to the place he wants you to cry out before him. And when you cry out before him, there's going to be a mighty release. And you're going to feel different. And you're going to know You're going to know. You're going to know. You're going to know it's done. Thank you, Jesus. I almost feel like, see, because I'm picking it up in my spirit. I'm picking it up by the Holy Ghost. See, I'm almost feeling it in my spirit. Where you go, yeah, yeah, Lord, Jesus. Some people have to do it like that. Everybody ain't the same, see. Say I am. See, everybody's not the same. Some people have to cry out. Jesus, my soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. My God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
There's power down in there. You got to let it out, though. You got to let it out. You got to let it out.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. When you do, it's going to be something.
Thank you, Prophet. I was
over
just saying that I need to take a little short vacation, and I was talking about driving to Monterey. So I think
That's it. They got a place on the way there in Santa Cruz called Prayer Mountain.
Jesus.
Yeah, look it up on the internet. It's called Prayer Mountain. Go up there. You'll be in the right area.
Mm. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Prayer Mountain. Hallelujah. In the Santa Cruz Hills.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to look that up. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. 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 All right.
Jesus.
We have one more. My sister Dawn requested prayer. She didn't tell me what for, but.
Alana.
Open up. Oh, yeah.
Sister Dawn? She's not answering. Did you have a prayer request?
No, she just asked for prayer. She didn't say anything specific.
Okay, Prophet Michael Davis, you know,
okay,
in our household, and she always prayed for Jarvis, her son.
Okay. She wants prayer for what now?
She didn't say. She just said prayer. She didn't have anything.
Okay, unspoken requests. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, you know our sister's request. You know the desires of her heart, and you know the need that she has. Therefore, we ask that you grant her petitions and requests that she has laid before you at your feet, that you would now release your angels to answer these prayers speedily. Glory to God. And if there's a healing that is needed, release healing in her family, in her body, in the name of Jesus. We bind the devil, we rebuke the devil, we cast him out, command him to go, we cancel his assignment in Jesus' name, we cancel his plans against Sister Don in Jesus' name, and we establish the plans of Jesus Christ for the glory of God, and bless her, Lord, that her steps would be ordered by the Lord in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Bless
your
name.
Amen. Is Sister Leslie praying open her line?
I'm opening it now. Leslie?
Sister Sparkle's on the line.
Hello?
Hello?
God bless you. Hi.
Give honor to God.
God bless you.
Prayer request?
Is this to Sister Sparkle? Sister Leslie? Is it my phone?
Your line is open. I don't know what's going on. The line is open. Leslie?
Yes.
I think she has her on three-way.
Okay. Sparkle, Leslie? We can't hear you all. Let me text her. Until then, we'll go back to Sister Ruby for her remarks. Any prayer requests Sister Ruby may have, then we'll come back to Leslie and Sparkle.
Well, I just thank the Lord, our Lord and Savior, for this powerful word about order our steps, and he took you to Joseph. And, I mean, you couldn't have went to no better scripture than to say how the Lord give us this word, and we have to be obedient and know that the Lord is doing it, you know, up and down, but we know that he's doing it. So I just thank the Lord for that. And my prayer, Prophet David, was for you. What about you? I started to call you. But I said, no, Lord, say no, let him rest. He'll get back on. So, you know, I'm excited. And you know what? Today you got on I said, Lord, Prophet Michael Davis back on, and guess what? He put your number up there twice.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, I'm going to call you. I said, Lord, I'm going to call him and say, no, he'll come back on. So that's the prayer. I'm excited, Prophet Michael Davis. So that's all
God
I got.
Good.
I'm just excited about what Jesus do for his people and touches
right.
our hearts to know that he's leading us, and how we think sometimes is not what the words say. So, you know, it's a process, from process to process. So I'm excited, Prophet Michael. I'm too.
Yeah, he's been working on me, and he's been working on humility and all of these things, and I decided to say, Jesus, I'll allow you to do this and cooperate with your will.
All right.
And so there was some things that he wanted to do, and I had to cooperate and let him do it and humble myself. And he's working on character, and he's working on integrity, and he's working on, you know, just the whole thing, the whole package. It's not just the anointing. It's not just prophecy, but then the character behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he's been working on. And I said, okay, I'm going to let you do it. It's been painful, but I said, it's better to go under the knife of God than to go under, hey, glory, I'd rather go under God's knife than man's knife.
All right.
Yeah. I said, cut it out of me, Lord, whatever it is, cut it out.
That's the word. Hallelujah.
Cut it out. Do surgery on me.
Hallelujah.
So I'm just thankful that God is, I'm thankful that he sticks with us, even though there are times when we see in our own life that we need improvement and we don't know how to do it, but God knows how.
That's so true.
Thank you, Jesus. So I'm glad that he gave me a mind to be willing to let him do his will in my life, and I'm glad that I was willing to step back. See, I'm not so caught up in my own self where I say, well, I got to do this or I got to do that. No, I say, well, I'm going to do what you want me to do.
There you go.
Whew.
That's the word.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Now, sometimes it's painful, you know. Sometimes it's really painful to step back and kind of be alone with just you and God. And, you know, sometimes you want people around you because you don't want to feel isolated. But sometimes God has to take you to that place where it's just you and him.
Jesus. Thank you.
Ain't nobody else in the operating room with you.
Hallelujah.
You can't bring your friends in the operating room.
Come on now.
You got to go in there by yourself.
Yeah.
And God got to work on you, and however long it take, let him take his time, because it'll be better in the end.
Hallelujah.
Whew, my God.
Whew. Thank you, Jesus.
So, I went through that. I guess it was, what was it, about 3 months?
Yes, sir, probably about 10 months.
It was about 3 months, and I let God do exactly that. It was just me and him. And I thought I was going to lose. I said, Lord, I'm going crazy. I cut everybody off, and it was just me and God. And I said, God, I'm tired. I mean, I got to a place where I was tired of just talking to God.
That's a testimony.
I said, God, all I do is talk to you, you know. And so he's, you know how God is.
I bet you were in perfect peace, though. he that keeps his mind stayed on me, well, I will keep him in perfect peace.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like being in the wilderness with Jesus in Matthew 4, where, you know, you with God, you know, you're alone with him, but let me tell you something, the enemy show up too.
Yeah, he showed.
That Joker show up too. He showed up in the wilderness.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to go through that, and I had to sustain that, and I'm not by any means finished. But I did give him permission to do whatever it was he needed to do so he could order my steps.
All right. The word is
that's the Lord for.
That's a blessing. Well,
you got to go back to see if Sister Leslie and them are able to
hold on.
Go
ahead, Sparkle.
Yes, hi. I just like to request a prayer for my auntie Maxine Joyner and her husband and her marriage, and also I like to have prayer for God to order my steps also, and for me to just be humble unto Him and be patient.
Mhm. Mhm.
That he will soften my fiance's heart to be obedient and know that God is who he is and his promises are his promises and his promises are not like the world's promises. And that he would just thirst and hunger for the word and wanting to build a closer and stronger relationship with God.
Well, is your fiance saved?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Well, I will pray that God will I'm going to pray for the auntie first, Auntie Joyner, and her marriage. And you're asking God to heal their marriage?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do that first. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we graciously thank you, and we're so kind that you give us this opportunity to come before you with all humility. And we ask you for wisdom in the name of Jesus concerning Sister Joyner. And Father, you know what's happening in the home. You know what words are being spoken in the home. And Father, we ask for a healing to take place immediately. We ask for a 911 emergency in that case. We ask for the angels to come forth now in the name of Jesus and minister healing, minister restoration, minister love, and glory to God, minister restraint, self-control, the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, peace, joy, kindness, patience, long-suffering. And Father, let the fruit of the Spirit abide in that home. I send forth now angels in that home to minister the fruit of the Spirit in that home and in the heart of the individuals. And Father, let there be no negative words, no destructive words spoken out of their mouth, but only healing words, words of love, words of kindness, words of respect, and words of restoration. Father, let them look in the mirror, as it were, and see their condition to know that they need to call on the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, bring them to the place where they honor you, and then they'll honor themselves. I give you the glory for the turnaround in that house, even today. For the glory, devil, I cast you out of that house in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus in that home right now for the glory of God in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Thank you for doing it, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got a prophetic gift, Sparkle.
Thank you.
Amen.
You got a prophetic gift.
Amen, hallelujah.
Yeah, and the enemy try to get you because he know you got a prophetic gift and he don't want it to develop and mature. That's why the enemy coming after you in all different ways and forms and different. He coming at you in different angles, like a snake. You know, he coming at you in different angles, very subtle. He try to come at you in different angles. That's how the devil try to come at you in them different angles, very subtly. And sometimes he try to get you to question, is that God or not? So that's how the enemy come at you. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go on a fast. Because some things God want to show you. You're going to have to go on a fast probably for 3 days. I'm not saying three consistent days, like no food for 3 days, but I'm saying three consecutive days. Like fast till like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, the one day, and then the next day the same thing, and then the next day the same thing. Let God tell you when to start it, but it's gonna be this month. It's gonna be this month. There's some things God want to show you, some things that you questioning in the spirit, some things you're questioning, and you're not completely 100% sure. And so God want to reveal to you so you'll know for sure if it's Him or not. My kaboshin. Yes, Lord.
My
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is that God?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah,
thank
when
you
go on that 3-day fast, three consecutive days, the same time each day, when you do that, God going to show it to you. I don't know if He's going to show it to you while you're on it or after you come off of it, but He's going to show it to you when you go through that fast
thank
for those 3 days. He gonna
show
you, cause you need to know. Huh?
Hallelujah.
And then when God showed
Hallelujah.
You, then nobody can say nothing else. See, because God done showed you, and then it ain't gonna be no conversation involved because God done showed you. And when God showed you, that's it.
Hallelujah! Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
My God, from glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Boy, I felt power on that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
My
you, Jesus.
My God, where are you guys out of? What
thank
country?
You.
I mean, what country? What state? What state are you guys in?
California. I live in Hayward, California.
Oh, you guys are in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area.
Yes.
That's powerful. There's a church out there called Heart of the Bay. I think it's in
Heart
Hayward, California. Heart of the, you ever heard of that church?
Heart
what?
Of the Bay.
Wow, what?
No, I've never heard of that church.
You never heard of the Heart of the Bay?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, praise God. Wow, that's extremely powerful that God has given you that gift of prophecy, but you have to nurture it and you have to really make sure that you stay on a consecrated life, like fasting, at least fasting once a week and staying before the Lord. And it's a different life for that kind of person than just a normal believer.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Over
you.
To God. So you got the
Thank
really
you.
On that 3-day fast,
Thank
God's
you.
Going to show you and just God's going to reveal
Thank
it to you.
Lord.
So you'll see it and
Thank
you'll know because see when you're going after God, there can be no hindrances
Thank
in your life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
There can be no hindrances when you're going after God
Thank
because
you,
it'll
Jesus.
Become a distraction. Mao Kaba Sunday. See, and God doesn't bring distractions. The enemy does.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yeah, God never brings distractions. That's the devil.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. God doesn't bring interference, and God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. If there's no peace, then it ain't God.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Now, God may allow things for a season only to show you. He'll allow certain things for a season. In other words, He'll allow that discomfort. He'll allow that uncertainty. He'll allow the confusion. He'll allow it only to show you. And then once He shows you, then you got to get out of that thing.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
Marcus.
How God works. He'll
Thank
allow
you.
Certain things just for a season only to show you that it's not Him. He doesn't allow you to stay in it to show you that it's Him, but to show you that it's not Him, because God is a God of peace and His word is true. That's why He's going to order your steps on this fast.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
That's powerful. You guys are powerful. You guys are powerful sisters. That's powerful.
Oh, my God. Because I started a fast today for 3 days.
Wow, look at God. Look at God.
For this wonderful, wonderful word that you're going to order our steps. You're going to get us to the place where you want us. You're going to bring us out of where we are not supposed to be and into where we are supposed to be for your glory, even in the spiritual realm. You're ordering our steps to be in a place with you spiritually, intimately, more prayer, more fasting, more of your word, more of you, Lord, and less of us. And Father, I thank you for everyone that you gave me the privilege to pray for, your children, that those words were profitable. They were edifying, encouraging, and words of life to bring about the desired will that you have for their life. And I thank you for the young ladies at the end, Sister Sparkle, desiring the gift of the Holy Spirit with tongues. And, Father, I pray that you grant her that in the name of Jesus. And, Father, for your people, and Sister Ruby's prayers for me, and Evangelist Bernard receiving me. And, Father, I give you the glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
That was Order My Steps in Your Word. We started out with it this afternoon, and we closed back with it. We just thank each and everyone for coming on the line, and Evangelist gave the announcement for tomorrow, Evangelist Bernard. But we just want to thank in the chat room, because we had two visitors, and you stayed on the whole time. You're still there. 1418 and 4469. Thank you so very much. God bless. We'll see y'all tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We're closing out.